time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, team of Nick and Nick, back for another week of sports action and talk on the Merrimack Valley. What's up, Nick?
What's going on?
A lot, okay?
Yeah,
a lot. Exactly. Postseason. We got Methuen football coach Tom Ryan coming up later in the show. We got a little North Shore football report coming up. But now we're just going to get into what's going on in the non-football sports because there's plenty of action Merrimack Valley-wise there. Nick, do you want to start with field hockey?
Sounds good. Yeah, field hockey. We had a couple Merrimack Valley teams alive still in Division One. They're on the same side of the bracket. Chelmsford has already advanced to the round of eight with a 3-1 win over Lexington. They face the winner of Wednesday's game between Shrewsbury and Daugherty. And then we got, of course, the number two seed 17-1 Andover. They play Acton Boxborough, which is surprising. They used to play in Acton Boxborough a lot later in the playoffs than this, but they play on Wednesday night in Andover. Winner gets King Philip in the quarterfinal round. Division two, we got
anyone? Bueller.
Anybody in Division Two?
All right.
Actually, we might be wiped out right now. Totally in the Merrimack Valley.
Yeah. It's looking down here.
It sure looks like it. Unless we got a little team left in Division Four.
A little team.
which we don't. So yeah, that's it. Right. We got those two. Andover and Chelmsford are the only two left to carry the torch for the Merrimack Valley, and they both look like they're long for the postseason. That'd be a nice semifinal matchup that we could potentially see.
All right, awesome. Moving on to boys soccer, let's go to the round of 16, where you got St. John's of Shrewsbury hosting Central Catholic on Wednesday night. So a day before this podcast published, but we're recording it a day before the game. So don't have the score for that yet, of course, but Central Catholic is in the dance in the round of 16. So the Lawrence team making waves for sure. And that's it for Merrimack Valley. Division two boys soccer. We are making our way through here to see what we got, if anything. And I don't have anybody in that one either.
It's funny how it differs from the North Shore. Much more football heavy in the Merrimack Valley than we are with the soccer when it comes to the North Shore.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I've got to train my North Shore eyes, Nick, to not look at the North Shore teams right now in the black Division three boys soccer. And I don't see anybody Merrimack Valley wise. Division four Merrimack Valley, if we had a small school possibly in that one for boys. And I don't see it. Nope, nothing. Well, we got to check five just in case, right?
Yes, let's do it.
Division five boys soccer. Not seeing anybody in there. Did I say, is there any Merrimack Valley soccer team besides Central? There isn't.
There might not be. Yeah.
No, Central's our team. All right, fine. Let's go to girls soccer, the ladies. Let's see what's going on in the Merrimack Valley for that. Division one, Methuen still alive.
Nice,
playing
nice
at Newton South. That is Thursday at 4:15. So a nice little couple of days in a row there for Methuen sports, right? Girls soccer.
Yeah.
On Thursday, and then football. We'll talk to Tom Ryan after the break here about that. His team playing Friday night against number one seed in the state. Crazy. All right, girls soccer division two, Merrimack Valley. Let's see who's making waves there. Not a soul. Come on, Merrimack Valley. Give us someone for Division Three girls soccer. Give us someone. What do we got? What do we got? Nobody.
Nothing. Crickets.
Yep. Four. Got to check four and five real quick. We have a low Catholic. Do we have anybody like that? No?
No.
Wow, this is not the field
this
hockey.
This is interesting.
This is not a soccer powerhouse conference. Did I look at four just now? Or
yeah, we had nothing. We got nothing in five, too.
Yep.
So, yeah, boy, Merrimack Valley's gotten wiped out in the non-football.
Yeah.
Andover field hockey and Chelmsford.
Chelmsford and then Methuen girls soccer and Central boys soccer. Yeah, that's it.
Interesting.
So four non-football teams left out of
those. We still got some teams to talk about, though, that are in the mix.
Yep. Absolutely. So speaking of teams to talk about, we're going to talk about Methuen football right after the break, because we have 10-year football coach Tom Ryan of Methuen in that Division I bracket telling us all about it. After the break.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly, plus $30 off installation with the purchase of four eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots!
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self-Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
It's that time of year again at Sullivan Tire, and our Black Friday inflation-busting sale event is so big, it's happening all month long. You'll save on just about every tire brand we sell, including Michelin, Goodyear, BF Goodrich, Kelly, Continental, General, Bridgestone, and more. Save more with mail-in rebates on select brands and instant savings on the Sullivan Tire Alignment and Protection Package with the purchase of any tire brand. Save on select auto services, too. Hurry, this sale expires at the end of the month. For details, see SullivanTire.com.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Dom Nicastro, Nick Kukuru here every week. And our one and only guest today is going to be Methuen football coach Tom Ryan in the postseason right now. Coach, how's it going?
Awesome. Thanks for having me. It's been a pretty good experience here.
Yeah, I would imagine. So 10th season now with Methuen, and this team has had an incredible season so far. Out of 9 games, 1-7. Most importantly, a thriller against Brockton to open up the Division I football tournament, 37-34 win, earning a spot in the state quarterfinals against top-seeded Franklin. That is going to be at Franklin Friday night at 6 o'clock. Let's start first with Franklin before we get into that exciting Brockton game. So what do you see, Coach, from film so far on the state's top-ranked team?
Well, I mean, fortunately, we actually played them last year in this very same game. So we are actually very familiar with them. We also, obviously, their coaching staff, their plays, and what they're trying to do. You know, obviously, every year, every team is unique. So they're certainly doing some things different this year. The personnel is a little bit different, but that certainly helps us. But I imagine that helps them, too. So they have they're very well coached. Their coach, Ian Bain, is somewhat of a famous young coach. I know he literally wrote a book this year on passing, published it. I've met him several times. He's a great guy. And his teams are always, well-disciplined,
you know, certainly schematically sound. So, you know, to be honest with you, I, you know, respect him a very, very great deal. So we have all we can handle. They got some great players. I know they graduated a few from last year, but they seem just to kind of replace them with some more great players. So we have our hands full.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tom, I mean, you got to this round with that big win last week over Brockton, 37-34, as Dom mentioned. Take us to that game. Boy, that sounded like a wild back and forth contest. I wish I was there, to be honest. Sounded
entertaining. No, yeah, it turned out to be one of the better games in the state, certainly on last Friday. So there were other ones, but I know score-wise, definitely. But yeah, I mean, each game is very unique. I mean, matchups are hugely important. And Brockton had a huge offensive line, which we knew was going to pose us some problems. So we practiced for all that, but you can never really practice for that, you know. And they had a big running game. So we kind of threw everything but the kitchen sink on them on defense. And occasionally we had made some plays, but it was kind of a grind. You know, they had 60 plays. We had 22 or some sort of statistic like that. We pretty much gained the same yardage. So they were kind of getting us on, you know, 5 yards out of whack. So it was frustrating in that end. But I mean, offensively, we were able to kind of have some huge plays. And then we made a couple of big defensive stops when we really needed to. So that was an incredible moment. Certainly that interception at the end of the game by Xander Silver will go down in one of the history books of Methuen as one of the best plays. Most exciting plays we had. The place was going bananas. We've had a huge crowd all year. Mm. It's been a great following. Our home games have been rocking. The weather helps for certainly. We've had a great weather season on Friday nights. I think we've only had one game where weather was an issue, and that was in the middle of September. And that was a windy game against Lowell. That night was the only other time it's been 60 degrees, partly cloudy. I mean, you can't write a better script for fans than that. You know, so what an experience that was for our kids. And, you know, luckily we were able to make the big play at the end.
Yeah. Coach, tell us about how the team has been getting it done, you know, in the regular season, 6-2, now 7-2 with that postseason win. You know, what's been the consistent, you know, commodity with the team? Like, what is there a certain part of the game that is always there, or is it kind of like a combination of everything?
I mean, offensively, we have established ourselves as a pretty dominant force. You know, we kind of go as our offense goes this year, which, you know, to be honest with you, I'm more of a defensive guy by nature and by heart. But you know what? You know, the best defense is an offense that can score points because it makes the other team, puts the pressure on the other team. So our offense has sort of been our, you know, call sign this year. It certainly goes to our quarterback, Drew Eason, who has had an outstanding season. He's a junior. And then his brother, the sophomore, Shane Eason, who's also had an outstanding year. And then, you know, we have a bunch of really other good players too, but those two players have really set themselves, you know, apart statistically for sure. So really, that's to answer your question. You know, we kind of go how the Eason brothers go and our offense goes.
Coach, I mean, Merrimack Valley Conference, obviously real strong, but, you know, it's a who's who of perennial powerhouse teams left in Division I, three of them from the Merrimack Valley, and then you got two of the, you know, Merrimack small teams still alive, and, you know, Bill Ricca and Chelmsford. I mean, a big feather in the cap for the MVC this time of year. It seems like you guys are always a little lurking when it gets to, you know, to the nitty gritty.
Yeah, it's a good league for sure. You know, I coached at Tewksbury for 12 years before I went over to Methuen, so I'm very familiar with this league. I, you know, I remember the old days when we were all combined and what a grind that was. And, you know, the league was, you know, a powerhouse back then. So now it seems like there is some real good teams, but the fact that we split up the league has kind of, I wouldn't say diminished. That's not really the right word I want to say, but has kind of lessened some of the rivalries. Like, we haven't even played Bill Ricca in like 6 or 7 years. And that's probably going to change next year. But, but the league, you know, those five teams, you know, and Tewksbury had a good year. you know, a down year for them. They're going to go 7-4. I mean, I'd love to have that as a down year, but so there is still 6 or 7 good teams this year, but there's some teams on the rise. You know, I know Haverhill has a great quarterback. You know, they're going to be on the rise again. So the league will be back eventually with 9 or 10 solid teams.
Yeah. And Division One coach, I mean, it's just insane. Like you're like on one hand, you say, oh, great. Andover and Central on the other side of the bracket. We don't have to worry about them until the final game in Gillette. So we only get to worry about Franklin, Springfield Central, Xaverian. You know, man, what a challenge for these kids in Methuen. And they must, how are they accepting this challenge? They must be so psyched to get to play at the highest level in the state of Massachusetts, which is just, it's got to be one of the top, you know, Division Ones in the country.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about that a lot, and honestly, in our off season prep, I use that line a lot. You know, when in the weight room in the summertime or in the off season, I'll say, "Hey, we're preparing to play in one of the top divisions, the top division in the state. This is the highest level of football Massachusetts has to offer." And I use that as a rallying cry when we're feeling sorry for ourselves on a on a Monday morning in July. When we're lifting weights in the hot gym, and it's true, you know, what a grind it is. You know, you just try to get through games, and hopefully you don't get a you know, an injury or two along the way in that grind, so that you can compete with your entire team at the highest level. Because it's hard to play any of those teams, you know, even strength as it is. Never mind if you're shorthanded. So. But we're luckily healthy against Franklin. Healthy was going to be this time of year. So, you know, I'm glad to play, to be honest with you, I'm glad to play, you know, a public school team. You know, cause that's what we are, a school that's like us. I mean, at least in that regard, they don't really like us in a lot of ways, but they'll like us at least in that regard.
Yeah. Yeah. You got 4 publics, 4 Catholics left pretty much. Right. It looks like, Prep Central on the other side of the bracket, Springfield Central, I mean, Xaverian Brothers is, you know, being the Springfield Central, or technically a Catholic. No, it's not a Catholic school. No, it's a public. Yeah. So, but Xaverian certainly Catholic. So, yeah, it's that split. You know, but the coach, you've been in all kinds of playoff formats, rankings, you know, the way they do things and the way they arrive at a postseason in Massachusetts. What do you think about this year 2 of the statewide ranking? Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it better than the 7-game schedule we do. I think the 8-game schedule is better. I'm actually a proponent. I would like a 9-game schedule and then have the top 8 teams make it. You know, I know we would have just barely made it this year. We were 8th seed in terms of the power rankings. But I think if you have a 9-game schedule and then have, you know, start the playoffs after that, and then I would be a favor of that. But I don't mind the thing we have now. You know, it's kind of unfair in some regards to public schools or different things, but, you know, nothing, you know, that's for an AD's conference, not for me to deal with. But since you asked me the question, I would say I'm not the biggest dissident in terms of like the current playoff system. I don't mind it, but I think I would like to go 9 games. I think it's killing leagues right now. There's this system, I would say it is like, you know, we played Lawrence a couple of weeks ago and we won by 30 points and we lost points in the power ranking, and that's a league game. So a league that we can't, you know, it's a traditional rival for us, a league game. Yeah. So if we're counting points in that regard, then you might as well just destroy all the leagues and toss it all up and just say, look, everyone go independent and just have helter skelter with the schedules. That's the part I don't like with the system, I guess.
That is a flaw. Yeah, that would be a flaw, right, Nick? Because you have
I agree.
You have to play your league opponents, and
it has taken away a lot of conference rivalries. That is absolutely accurate.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest example would be Everett. I mean, Everett has gone 8-0 2 straight seasons, and they're playing away games for their playoff games, their home for first games, because they can't get above the 9th seed because their league games are not giving them a power rating high enough. Like we played Everett last year, we were an 8th seed and they were a 9th seed, and they were 8-0. I was glad we had the home game, but like that shouldn't be. So that system needs to be tweaked. But again, I don't really have the answer. I would like them to see them add another category to the power rankings. They have right now, they have your power, your elite, your, you know, your margin of victory, they call it. That's one column. Then the other major column is your strength of schedule. I think they should add a third column for wins. And if you gave like 1.5 points per win, if you look at all the averages, that would give Everett probably an additional, I don't know, 4 or 5 points. You know, if they're 8-0 and another team is 6-2, that would probably propel a team like Everett to have a home game. That would make them probably from a 9 seed to a 7 seed. But that's just my 2 cents on the
book. And that way, when you win a football game, you advance a little. Like, you don't get discredited for winning a game.
Yeah, and that might balance things off with the leagues. Yeah. It might. Again, and nothing's ever perfect, but I think that might, in my opinion, that's what would help it a lot.
Yeah. And then you got the Thanksgiving monster sitting in there screwing up all the scheduling too.
Honestly, though, I think if you go to a 9-game schedule, because then you could play the first round playoffs in week 10, second round on that Friday before Thanksgiving. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you'd have very few teams left. And then you play on Thanksgiving and then you play the Super Bowl the week after Thanksgiving. But again, this is one man's opinion.
Well, maybe it'll make a difference. We'll see. But hey, Coach Tom Ryan of Methuen football, can't wish you anything more but the best of luck against Franklin, the number one seed. You guys are number 8, 7-2, and Franklin 6-2. So that game is at Franklin, Veterans Day, 6 o'clock Friday night. Coach, thanks for joining us on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
All right. Thank you for having me.
All right. Tom Ryan in the books, Methuen football. Up next, our more football in the Merrimack Valley, Merrimack Valley Football Report.
It's that time of year again at Sullivan Tire, and our Black Friday inflation-busting sale event is so big, it's happening all month long. You'll save on just about every tire brand we sell, including Michelin, Goodyear, BF Goodrich, Kelly, Continental, General, Bridgestone, and more. Save more with mail-in rebates on select brands and instant savings on the Sullivan Tire Alignment and Protection Package with the purchase of any tire brand. Save on select auto services, too. Hurry, this sale expires at the end of the month. For details, see SullivanTire.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. I'm the Captain Cooper here, closing out the show with our Merrimack Valley Football Report. Plenty to talk about, as we just learned from Tom Ryan. Basically, that covered everything we need to know about Division One, right, Nick? You got Methuen. Absolutely. In the mix, going to Franklin on Friday night, and you got Andover number 2 hosting St. John's Prep on Friday night, and Central on the same side of the bracket as Andover hosting Everett Lawrence Stadium on Friday night at 5.
We have a lot more fodder. It's looking like a lot more teams around than we talked about with the field hockey and soccer. Like, football is king in the Merrimack Valley, it seems like.
Yeah. So, you know, Andover and Central both beat Methuen. That was their 2 losses. Andover beat Central. And so they've all beat each other. Methuen has certainly a challenge at going to the number 1 seed tomorrow night. Tonight is Springfield Central versus Varian. What a game that is.
Yeah, that's a game right there.
Yeah. So we will have at least 1 semifinalist as of tonight in Division One. We'll see who that is. Either Springfield Central Division One defending champs or Zavarian brothers. So, all right, what do we got? Division Two? Do we got anybody, Nick? I don't think so.
We
right?
do. We got Chelmsford still around. round with after 30-19 win over Hingham, and their reward is Catholic Memorial.
Defending champs, right?
Yes.
Or for Division Two, right?
Yep. Division Two, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. How do they do? 41-40. Over Bridgewater, Raynham, and Chelmsford.
Yeah, they could have put up 100 if they wanted to.
Yep. All right. So, yeah, Chelmsford will be traveling down there to Catholic Memorial. Where are they exactly? South of the city? Like in one of those neighborhoods?
Just, I think I want to say West Roxbury.
West Roxbury, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool, cool, cool. It's like you're driving in Boston randomly and then you see like, whoa, okay, this Catholic Memorial. Who knows? Who knew?
I've done that with BC High before.
Yeah, right across from the Globe, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Three, our friend Dwayne Sigsbury. We talked to him last week in Del Rico football. His team pulled off a nice, easy win, 42-14 over Westfield. And they get the runner-up from last year, North Attleboro, who buried Oliver Ames, 56-0. And that is at North Attleboro, 6:30. Friday night. In our other show, we talked to the number one seed coach, Steve Dombowski of Milton, and he was telling us, Nick, that this is anyone's division. I mean, he's just like, this is just like, put anyone in Gillette and there'll be no surprises. It's essentially what he said in the other show.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, Bill Ricker's battle tested. They're undefeated. North Attleboro plays one of the toughest schedules in the state. I think they lost three games last year, and they you know, 5-3, they went and ran that bracket to the Super Bowl. So you know, we know North Attleboro's legit.
Yeah, 100%. So that is such a good division, and it's exciting to see who's going to end up in Gillette. But we're only in the state quarterfinals right now, hoping Bill Ricka, our boys, will get to the Final Four. If they do, on the same side of their bracket is Plymouth South and Wakefield. Wakefield's a little bit of a surprise getting in there. I mean, they are
undefeated. I mean, Masconomet is good, not great this season. Maybe just, you know, above average. And they gave Wakefield a game.
Yeah, only beat them 21-13 in that opening round last week. So, what do we got for four, Nick?
Nothing. Nada. We do got a five. We got Shawsheen in five playing Old Rochester on Friday. Gets the winner of Hudson, Dover, Sherborne. Not surprised to see them still around. I saw Shawsheen against Manchester Essex earlier this season. They are they're very good.
Yep. And do we skip six and seven too, or do we talk about them?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't think so. Nothing in six.
Definitely skip six.
We know eight's got one, but
yeah, seven, nothing in seven either. Yeah.
So just eight. We're down to our final. Yeah.
Lowell Catholic, the two seed, 8-1. They play Kip. That's a good game. That's a dangerous game. They beat Kip. They beat a banged up Kip team without Kip's best player. Now, you know, he's back. So that's going to be a battle. That's a tough second round draw, a conference team that you already beat.
Yep, absolutely. Well, that does it. That's it. We covered it all, baby.
Excellent.
We're learning a lot about the Merrimack Valley in our first fall talking about them. Football seems to be king at the moment. Although field hockey might be if you get those.
Hockey is top heavy. You get your powerhouse teams in field hockey for sure. Central Catholic's usually very good at field hockey too. They're out already, but they're in the tournament as well.
Cool. All right, time to wrap things up here at Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Thanks for joining us on MSONewsSports.com. Kelly Media owns us. And we have the platform on MSONewsSports.com every week. All right. See you later. Join us next week. More postseason talks.